Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking Opportunity Zones with Mike Bosma for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mike Bosma. He is principal with Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be back.
Have you ever seen a time where Reno was as on fire in terms of investment as it is right now?
You know, maybe back in the late 80s, you know, kind of when they built Silver Legacy, but and that was a different type of excitement. But this is, you know, that was really more towards gaming and kind of late 70s to that, you know, in that early 80s when a lot of downtown Reno happened. But that was gaming, right? This is everything Reno, everything Sparks, everything Story County. Just, you know, it really is a lot of national energy focused on our little geography.
And can we sustain this? That I guess that's the big question, because, you know, we're having growing pains, but I talked to some people who were around in 1978, which is when the MGM, mm-hmm. now the Grand right. Sierra, opened, and the same, it was the year I moved to Reno, and the same problems that were happening then are happening now. No place for people to live. Back then, it was construction workers living in tents on the Truckee River, party lines because you couldn't get a phone line, no apartments. And I said, how did we get out of that? Because I wasn't really politically aware, understanding how things worked at that time. And they said, well, several major builders came into the area, and they started building, and local people were building mm-hmm. as well, but they eventually caught up.
Right.
And so it's not that you're going to see this situation last forever, but you know, where are we at this point?
Well, and right now, if you look at how many homes and apartments are coming online, it's significant relative to how many have come on up to this point in time. It's taken about 2 years for that permit process and to get these things built. So, in fact, I know of people that are saying, hey, they're not exiting the market in the home builder segment, but they've taken their foot off the gas because they want to say, okay, we're going to resettle. In fact, I'd say a lot of times I explain to people, we should expect a decline in the average home price because as this supply hits the market, that should soften that a little bit. It's not the end of the world, but you know, regardless of what the news says, it's going to be like, no, and that's good because then people will be able to better afford homes. That's better for the business owners that I represent. And you know, we were talking about even like opportunity zone projects. It makes it so those projects may be more viable than they would in this kind of hyperinflationary environment.
Okay, so you've hit one of the main topics we want to talk about, which is opportunity zones. Mm-hmm. Lance Gilman was on the program, you know, when these were first announced, right, talking about these and talking about the opportunity. Where are we in this phase? We've obviously identified the areas that are opportunity zones across the Silver State. Yep. Are we seeing investors looking at the tax benefits of something like this, ponying up and saying, okay, we have the money now, what are the projects?
Yeah, actually I'd say it's this interesting cadence, because you have developers or people with projects, even if they wouldn't self-identify as a developer, they own real estate and they're saying, okay, and they'll contact me and say, hey, I understand you're involved with all this. How does it work? I'll explain it to them. And then I also know other people that have capital, and I say, well, here's a project, and there's some energy to make that project an investable project, and we help them with that. And you're kind of like a matchmaker, you know, from a relational perspective. You just like you have people talking to each other and see if they can get a deal done. And so, you know, that part of it, there's, you know, a tremendous amount of activity right now. Kind of the question mark is, you asked, you know, is it sustainable? It really depends on how not only the community, but also the local governments embrace this thing. You know, they can, you know, I just got my permit pulled for a house renovation project I'm doing for my own personal residence. It took 3 months. And I wasn't changing zoning. It was just, it's a house. I mean, how hard can it be? Well, evidently pretty hard. So if, you know, if we kind of feed this thing to death, we'll start to see a lack of appetite for doing. North Las Vegas, very aggressive. Sparks, actually, very aggressive.
Well, actually, let me sure, put that into perspective, which is that Story County was the one that you go there on day one and get a grading permit. Right. And they made the process incredibly efficient, which was one of the reasons why they got the Walmart, yep, distribution plant that really kind of kicked off the whole, mm-hmm, TRI thing, along with Roger Norman's $100 million investment
in
infrastructure.
Helps, right?
But then the city of North Las Vegas looked at what was happening in Story County, and under Mayor Lee and their city manager, they revamped their processes so it's much easier to, right, get the permitting done in North Las, mm-hmm, Vegas. So what is it going to take for us to see Washoe County and Reno become as efficient as those other two areas?
It really takes a political will of the leadership. And it's not even council. In this case, it's going to be the mayor and the city manager, respectively, saying we need to make sure this is an efficient process. Sparks has actually done, I think, a good job of starting that process. It's much more efficient now than it had been in the past. I was involved in this Opportunity Zone Task Force that, you know, we got numerous people from the city of Reno's business manager's office involved and engaged and kind of at least on the surface saying, hey, we'll help usher these things through permit. Those are happening right now. It's just a matter of will that happen or not. That will be the death knell of if we're going to be able to leverage this opportunity zone opportunity, or it'll be kind of the catalyst needed to really make them happen.
And are you optimistic?
I'm cautiously optimistic. And maybe that's just more my DNA. You know, I there's capital.
You are a CPA.
I am a CPA.
You're supposed to be.
But, you know, there's deals and there's capital. And so whenever there's deals and capital, deals should be able to get done. So the biggest challenge is right-sizing property owners to have a real expectation of what their property can fetch, especially because in order to qualify as an opportunity zone investment, you kind of have to double down on the improvements. So there are significant improvements to these things. If you sell for too high, you can't over-improve and still get a return to the investors. So a lot of times I feel like my job is more just helping negotiate why does it make sense for the seller to sell and the buyer to buy and still make that, you know, some deal equilibrium in that transaction.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Bosma when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Bosma. You sent me a note and said, ask me why California companies have to have a Nevada trust. Explain.
So there is a case that was recently decided in the great state of California, and you might have heard know of the Sciuffi family, a bunch of the movie theaters. They set up his daughter in a trust, and interesting case law, you know, I guess the stuff as a CPA I get enamored by, I find fascinating. But so this case law basically was this trust that had one Nevada trustee, one California trustee, and the beneficiary, Ms. Sciuffi, was a California resident. And so they were, and it's all California source income from these California theaters. Well, their preparer filed an appeal saying, no, the way that the rules work for this is it should only be 50% tax in California, not 100%. And won. And it just has this little nuance of the way that trust rules work. So Nevada's, as you're well aware, we've got very aggressive trust laws, this Nevada self-settled spendthrift trust. So you kind of have an independent trustee. And in essence, if you have income, even California source income, if that resides in a Nevada trust with a Nevada trustee and it retains the income, there's zero tax on that California income. Kind of the holy grail in tax planning, especially now because that California tax is non-deductible for most people, you know, limited $10,000. So that's where it's kind of like, hey, if you have California source income, why wouldn't you have that in a Nevada trust with an independent trustee so that you're not paying California tax on it?
Okay, so you don't have to be living in Nevada to be able to have that Nevada trust.
Right. Everybody, yeah, because the kind of planning de jure up until this case was, hey, you've got to move, be here more than half the year, play that game, driver's license, voting. Well, now it's like, no, you just live in California. The key is you got to be able to have the income be parked in the trust and not be distributed to you. Now, in real full disclosure, California Franchise Tax Board appealed the decision. I've talked to an attorney pretty close to it. He thinks that they really don't have a basis to overturn it. So, and probably my guess is if that's true, California legislature will go in and kind of fix this little ripple. So it will exist for a minute, but especially if you have wealth and spinning off a lot of California source income, would I want that not taxed? That would be my choice.
Okay, so do you think that if they were to work out that wrinkle, as you put it, that people who had already made the investment into a Nevada trust would be able to maintain that, or would they lose that?
It really depends on how the legislation bakes out. But even if they lost it, they still got the savings for the window until they changed the legislation. And they're no worse off than they would have been if they would have left it the same. So, I remember I had a very similar thing happen in Nevada sales tax and years ago with complimentary meals. And I remember I told my clients as we were filing these refund claims, they're going to legislate this out of existence. Of course, the then executive director was so positive that he was right on the argument, he never changed the law. And then we won at Nevada Supreme Court. The rest, as they say, is history. So who knows if they're going to change it or not, but again, if it's also probably from an estate perspective, just managing wealth, those things, a lot of times people are concerned, hey, somebody's going to sue me, take all my stuff. This is a very good legal protection vehicle as well, in addition to tax beneficial.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mike Bosman when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Bosma. He's the principal with Clifton Larson Allen CPAs. So let me ask you this. You know, what we hear over the years is that the tax rulings and tax laws in California are so bad that it's going to continue to drive businesses out of California and into Nevada. Is that true at this point in time, or are there other states like New Mexico and Texas that are attracting businesses and they're flying over us?
Yeah, I think it's all true. There's definitely been a migration from California. And what's interesting about that is I think the bigger driver of that is federal tax law rather than state law.
Because?
So once they put a cap on how much state income tax you can deduct as an individual at $10,000, if you know you're making $1 million and paying $130,000 of California state tax, and you only get to deduct $10,000 of that, that's a pretty good incentive to look elsewhere. So, kind of a backhanded way to kind of get it. You know, I think for the current administration to get back at California or New York and other high tax states, but I think
liberal high tax states.
I wasn't going to say.
Yeah, well, I'll throw that in.
Okay.
There.
So, but then yeah, then you have the regulatory environment. You know, I had Klaus Grimm on my radio show, and he just sold a bunch of Massage Envies, and I was talking to him like, well, what's the real lesson? He says, I never want to have employees again, especially in California. You know, basically, it's just so tilted to the employee. As an employer, it's very hard to operate there. We find, you know, we obviously, as a national CPA firm, we you know, love our California employees, but if there's a way to do that work in Nevada, that's better for us, because just dealing with the regulatory morass is very difficult.
It's interesting, you know, to look at the change in tax laws, federal tax laws. For a lot of people, they were under the misunderstanding that they were going to receive larger and larger refunds under this new tax law. And in fact, in a lot of cases, they didn't get the refunds. What they weren't realizing was that they were getting it on a week-by-week, month-by-month
basis. Right, less withholding, right. And I would say, you know, the way I explain tax reform to people, it's a budgetary process, so there's winners and losers, and you really don't know which bucket you're in until you do the math. And I'd probably say it's evenly split. The people that really won were business owners, and so I just tell people, if you're not, you know, I'm structuring loans now to be treated and taxed like a business, because you know you're paying 20% less tax, and so that's where it's like there's really this hyper incentive for people to consider having some type of business income. You know, driving Uber, you know, it's good money, and now it's tax advantaged.
Okay, and that's interesting that would be a, you know, one route to do it. But I mean, does it make sense for people to do long form deductions? Are they going to be saving money? No,
usually not. You know, $24,000. You know, no personal exemptions. So you know that's unless you've got a pretty good sized mortgage, you're very charitably inclined. That's a thing. Probably the biggest surprise for people, they eliminated non-reimbursed employee business expenses. So if you're a W-2 employee and you're driving around doing business for your boss, and then you deduct out on Schedule A, that's now 100% non-deductible. Of course, I'm telling my clients, go back to your boss and say, hey, reduce my salary, but just reimburse me for these, because that's much more tax efficient.
But can the company get reimbursed?
Yep, no, they can deduct it 100%. So that's where it's like going, yeah, let's just say, by saying example, I spent $5,000 in cell phone, gas, meals for my boss, right? And because of the deal I have with my boss, I don't get any of that reimbursed. I can go to my boss and say, hey, just reduce my salary by $5,000, right? You're going to save your 7.65% for FICA and Medicare on that. I save the same, but now I pay $5,000 less of taxable income. It's fully deductible by you. So, post-tax reform, everything that you used to think you knew about tax planning has changed. So you just got to deal with it.
One of the surprises to me was a recent article in the New York Times talking about mortgage deductions and the fact that they had gone away, essentially. And you're not getting the same deduction that you were getting before.
Well, it depends. It's limited on new mortgages, on how much. If you've got a second, you know, if you have a new second, it's not grandfathered in. That's now non-deductible. So, you know, that's a ripple for new stuff. But, you know, by and large, that's not what's hitting most people. What's hitting most people is the limitation on tax, because it's a combination of your personal property tax, the registration you pay on your vehicle, your real estate tax you pay on your house, and your income or sales tax. So the combination of those three taxes can be more than 10 grand. So they may be taking a bit of a haircut on your residence, meh, but the tax is where people get walloped.
Okay, but I guess the point of the article was that it is not slowing down the housing market at all.
Right.
That basically the mortgage deduction or interest deduction is not a player in whether people are going to buy a house or not.
Right.
And that was kind of shocking. And is that because the interest rates are so low?
The interest rates are so low, and people seeing how houses are appreciating, people are able to get through the Great Recession, or able, like, I'm renting, my rent has gone up significantly. In fact, I just bought a house because I'm doing a remodel on my house. Bought another house. I was looking to rent one. I'm like going, it costs more to rent than my mortgage payment would be on the new house.
Right.
I'm going to buy that house and I'll sell it when I'm done. So, and it's a nicer house than I would have rented anyway. So people were finding that I just want to own my own thing. That's what's driving the equation, because they see no relief in sight for home prices. So, you know, whether that's true or not remains to be seen. But I think that's what's driving that. People are just tired of being renters.
Okay, but you are seeing national builders coming into the marketplace again.
Absolutely.
And so once they come in with their workforce, they can change that market pretty significantly in a
one or two year period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's where what we're seeing. I think the workforce part of it has been very, very difficult, even for the national builders, because they don't, you know, they're national builders, but they look for local subcontractors who are pretty full, you know.
To say the least. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a fan. If we can do something to get some skilled trades in here from wherever, you know, if you listen to my radio show, you know, my favorite's Puerto Rico because they're American citizens. But, you know, they have significant unemployment there. Find a way to get them here, get them housed so that they can build for us.
Okay, but is that happening?
That's a great idea.
Right. You know, I mean, I also, you know, through the advertising agency side of my business, have clients, and everybody is screaming for employees at this point in time. And that's a north-south issue in Nevada. But to get somebody to move from their home, their family, their situation, their friends, to come from, say, Seattle or California, to come to Nevada, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal, but
Puerto Rico, I mean, it's a great idea, but how do you do that?
Well, I think ultimately, like, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Harrah's, right? And that's where I was saying, hey, let's buy the Harrah's Hotel and just make it temporary housing for workers. And say, you don't need to move here. You're just coming here temporarily to work, six months at a shot. You know, and we'll put you to work for 6 months, and then we'll trade you out. You go back home and get resettled. Because usually people can handle, you know, life change in 6 month increments, maybe extended to a year, but it's a temporary assignment. You just come, you do this project, we'll put you up, we'll feed you. So that way you're not having these duplicative living expenses. You can send the money back home. You're better for it, because at the end of the day, we're not going to continue building at this clip. So, that's what happened the last time, right? Everybody left. Well, maybe we just need them here for a season. Who are good people, good talented people? That helps everybody. And, we don't need to build houses on top of the houses we're trying to have for everybody that lives here. So like I said, I think we have the capacity. We just need to rethink how we're using it.
Okay, so what that comes down to then is a marketing strategy.
Right. And that's where it takes.
And whose responsibility is that? Is that the state? Is that local government?
I think it's local government.
Or is it business?
I think, and business, right? I mean, it's just one of the things about Northern Nevada, which I love, but it doesn't have a lot of very large businesses. Typically, you need somebody with a significant marketing budget that has the wherewithal to go. You know, we have just a lot of small.
Well, you do, but they have already taken care of themselves. So you're talking right. about the Googles, the Microsofts, right. the Apples, et cetera. Right. They have no problem attracting
They have no problem. But when you look at local home builders, for example, right? Do they have the market and the wherewithal to do that? No, they're pretty, the ones that are here, I represent a bunch of them, they're still modest-sized companies relative to that kind of a spend. So you're probably going to need to joint venture that with the government of some form or fashion. And I'd say the bigger part of it, I had Teresa DiLoretto on my radio show, and she was telling me
daughter of a major home builder. Got about 20 seconds.
And she was sharing with me how much it costs to hook into the sewer, right? What those connection fees are per house. And I just remember wow, that's going to keep house prices. But there's already an existing sewer. Is there a way specifically for infill product to give some love on that to kind of keep prices down and then to help make it a little bit more densely packed urban-wise, make us more of an urban center rather than kind of urban sprawl?
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Mike Bosma, a lot to think about there. Puerto Rico, good idea, man. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.